Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Solar greetings. We are here, folks. We are here. Let the show begin. Yes, sir. Solar Eclipse Monday. And I'm ready. Excited. Virginia will get a pretty good coverage of it out in the western portion. It's 70% where I'm at. So here we are, folks. Nice to be here. Happy. Get the show. Had a great week in Florida. Had a super fantastic week in Florida. Enjoyed myself immensely. And so here we are getting ready to go and move forward. And I don't understand this. I usually don't get callers on this station, but I've got one now. So before I go get Herman, let's not make this person wait forever. Let's see what they have to say. So, Bingo, you're on the air. Who is this? Hello?
Rod in Oregon.
Hey, Rod, how's it going?
All right. I'm somewhat depressed at missing the eclipse. I mean, I can't be there.
It's going to be interesting. If you look at history, it's got potential for everything. And what were you calling about?
Just to see what's up, because I don't have computer access to listen to the show.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. We're going to have a great show today. I'm going to go get Herman. Have you ever listened to the show before?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then I have no problem with you hanging in on hold to listen to the show. I was surprised. I don't get a ton of callers because we generally run a lot of dialogue between me and Herman. But today, who knows what we'll be talking about. We have this tendency to ramble and go wherever the show goes. We have no real show prep. We just talk about everything that's everything.
Okay.
So I'm going to let you go on hold. I'm going to finish my – what?
Okay, I know a few things about the income tax.
Of the eclipse?
I know a few things about the income tax.
Oh, about the income tax.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if that's what we'll be talking about today, because I have a feeling there will be a lot of eclipse talk today, is what I have the feeling is going to happen today. But you're more than welcome to sit and listen. I'm going to finish the show set up and let people know what we're doing today, and then I'm going to get my partner Herman, and we're going to be on the air and talking stuff.
All right.
All right, well, I'm going to put you back on hold. Thank you for calling. We'll probably drop back over and say hey to you at some point.
All right,
enjoy the show. All right, you know this show. This show goes everywhere. This show is never the same day from day. I'm hoping people are going to start listening and sharing it so that people can understand what we're talking about. But back to where it was, I went down to Florida. Folks, I did the dolphin experience. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. The dolphin experience down in St. Augustine, you get to swim with dolphins. You get to touch the dolphins. You get to interact with the dolphins. And what amazed me the most was how present they were. And what I mean is they looked you in the eye. They looked to you for clues. They were very aware. People go, oh, you're torturing them because you're making them. Look. These dolphins, as soon as the people started showing up, started getting excited. And I mean excited, because they enjoyed the humor interaction. I know a lot of our animals today are came from the wild, the dogs and whatever have you not. And dolphins, while being wild, are very intelligent. And so many people would instantly jump to animal cruelty. No, they're very well kept for. They're very well kept for. And they do enjoy. They play. They throw a ball around like a dog and play just like you expect any other dog to play. They seemed very happy. And it was a magnificent experience to actually – and see, this is the thing that people miss because everybody attacked all these dolphin shows and different odds and ends shows that use animals. If you can get people to connect to an animal, it's much easier to get them to do things to save that animal. I'm not wrong there. So if you really want to experience something unique, I can't recommend it enough. And then also while we were there, we went to St. Augustine. And St. Augustine was everything, the first settlement, is interesting to go to places where history happened and stand there and imagine how things were at that time. Again, there were some things I found unusual, and there were some things that made me question things. But again, this is what I talk about, experience things rather than being taught things. You go experience it, it's just so much better. I can't even tell you the differences. But anyhow, who knows what today's show has in store. I'm sure Herman and I will do some talking about the eclipse that's coming up. It will be starting here in Virginia right at the end of this show. Will be the beginning, and the totality, the total eclipse will be somewhere. Let me see here. I gotta check my little thing here that I saved for the eclipse. Like I said, Western Virginia will see pretty much all of it, but our place, we will only get about, yeah. In Western Virginia, it'll be 90% coverage. Here, it'll be probably about 80%, 70%, because we're on the far eastern side of Virginia, in Virginia Beach. But it said it begins at 1:51, maximum at 3:09, and ends at 4:30. So I plan an afternoon of going outside to check on it. Because the last solar eclipse I experienced, I was in grade school in West Virginia, and we were in the path of totality. Matter of fact, we made them little cardboard boxes with the pinhole. I don't know if you've ever done that, where you take a needle, make a pinhole, a shoebox, and then hold it up, and then put the sun in it, and then you look down at the shadow, and you can actually watch the eclipse happening. Back in the day, we didn't have eclipse glasses like you bratty brats have today. So with all that in mind, it's going to be an interesting show. We're going to go get Herman and then return and get right to the show. And like I said, I always start with shameless self-promotion. My partner Jake is out with Jokers and Jester doing the Lone Jester tour. They are right now in Florida, rolling up into Georgia and North Carolina. We'll be doing a show here in Virginia in May. I'm going to join up with him for a week. And then the fall tour, of course, I'm with him for the whole fall tour. So shameless self-promotion, lips and teeth and everything together. And then we'll be right back. That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
Hey everyone, Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out Real barefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface Is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBarefaceIsLegal.org.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and keep those landfills light, and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
And we're back. Herman is with me. Say hello, Herman.
What's going on, buddy?
Man, happy Apocalypse Day. I mean, Eclipse Day.
This is the brightest eclipse day I've ever seen in my life.
I swear, man, it is unreal here. I was looking outside this morning. I'm like, oh, man, it is super bright this morning.
Yeah, I walked outside and just closed my eyes because then I know it's an eclipse.
Well, the funny thing is it's supposed to start in Virginia right after our show.
Oh, okay. Start in Virginia right after the show. Well, guess what? We will roll people into the eclipse or not.
Well, you know what's funny? Because I watch social media a lot. I like social media for this. It gives me a pulse. It gives me a pulse of what people are saying,
yeah,
what people are thinking. And, you know, everybody wants to call everything bad. Everything bad has good and everything good has bad. I don't care what it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a plus and a minus to every single thing on the planet Earth.
All the time.
Now, social media is full of these people who are making fun of people for even considering that anything could go wrong with the eclipse. Mark safe from believing the eclipse conspiracies. Say what you want, kids. The last time this happened was about, I think, 2 months or 2 weeks before the Great New Madrid rip that changed a whole bunch of things in this country. Had rivers running the wrong way, rang church bells in Boston.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, Memphis sits directly on top of it. Now, Memphis, if we have that form of a break again, will cease to exist.
Yeah. But they had an earthquake, and I was on the phone with a person while the earthquake was in taking place.
Well, you remember me talking about Dutch sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
He predicted that.
Mm.
He's got the show up. You can go watch it. Go look up Dutch sense on YouTube. He has a show that before that earthquake happened. Now, it's easy to predict an earthquake in a place where earthquakes happen a lot. Well, how about predicting the earthquake, the size, and the location in a place that normally doesn't get activity?
Yeah, and the thing is, with something like that, you have more conversation, and it makes it more interesting, and it makes it a larger distraction.
Oh, yeah. But also, it shows there is movement. There's a lot. We've had like 3 or 4 6-plus earthquakes around the world. And it's funny because people do not hesitate to believe that a new moon and a full moon cause higher tides because of the alignment. But they don't want to believe that an eclipse could actually put more stress on the surface of the Earth.
But also, there's this small thing that sometimes interferes with that, and it's like this machinery that they have to tunnel into the Earth, okay? Now, with this machinery and when they're using it, it causes the same effect as an earthquake. you know. And when you want to find out what that machine is, all you have to do is follow, they say, follow the yellow brick road. And I mean, honestly, follow the yellow brick road. The sign, the Walmart sign, that circle, that wing, that looks like a little fan.
Mm-hmm.
Follow the meaning of that sign, and it will take you to underground tunneling, period. It'll take you way past Walmart and take you to underground tunneling, and you'll see these men standing in front of a giant hole in a mountain, and they're standing beside this massive machine that cuts straight through the mountain, and it resurfaces like glass.
Well, have you ever seen the movie The Core?
Mm-hmm.
There is a machine in that movie that does exactly what you're talking about.
Thank you. Now, if you're going to have a machine like that and a concept like that, that is an idea to which we've seen. Now, where would you get the idea for the machinery? And then also, the same usage is connected to the idea that I just said? Are you kidding me?
Come on. The breadcrumbs are being dropped along the way if you want to look at them and follow them.
Come on, man. Come on now.
Well, see, this is funny because the other thing I was talking about, social media, they love to make fun of preppers. That's their next big target. We make fun of anybody who has a food supply and is ready for a disaster. And I said this, I can guarantee you, in history, nobody has ever said, boy, I'm glad I wasn't prepared for that.
Dan, you know what the problem is people don't want you to do? If you go back to natural living, you will always be prepared because you will not ever be dependent on the system. That's what they don't want you to do. You know, if you start living off of the grid, okay, along with being on the grid, you'll find out how much you really don't need as much from the grid.
Well, also, they lose the ability to tax you because they can't tax your electric bill. They can't tax your water bill. They can't tax your sewer bill. They can't tax your phone line. They can't tax any of that.
And they lose the right to infuse you because they can't infuse you through all the bad products at the grocery store that they're throwing in your body for whatever purposes they're doing it.
Well, see, if you listen to people talking, this eclipse is supposed to start the Great Awakening. This is supposed to be the point that marks the Great Awakening where people will become enlightened and be made aware of all the lies they've been told.
And Dan, you know what you'll be aware of? It'll be the same bullshit that it's been forever. The people that are enlightened will be enlightened, and the ones that are not will be the same people full of crap. I mean, it's amazing, but it's real.
Yeah, because you got to see. You, it's the old saying, it's easier to fool a man than convince him he's been fooled.
Yeah, because, okay, the only reason why a person would be bothered by what they're talking about with the eclipse, if you're into this. Let's say, for instance, we're gone for 3 weeks, and you and I, a couple fishing buddies, you and the ladies, you know, we're chilling. We're away from this for 3 weeks. We didn't watch the media. We didn't know what was going on. We're not aware of the eclipse.
True.
So when you're not aware, you can't believe in what they're getting you to believe in. And here we go, back to the land of Oz. Why should we believe in the eclipse? Because the wonderful things it does. We don't know what's happening.
No.
And the wizard again, is telling us what to think.
Yeah, again, what you've experienced versus what you've been told.
What you've experienced versus what you've been told. And our experiences tells us that this story is getting old.
Yes. Old and repetitive.
It's old. It's just like me looking at the eclipse. It's like me saying, okay, I'm waiting on Jesus to come. Now, I don't mean to hurt people's feelings, but my grandmother waited for Jesus to come, and we buried her. My mother waited for Jesus to come, and we buried her. And we're going to bury everybody else. Period. We're going to bury everybody else while they're waiting on the Messiah.
But there is some interesting things going on right now, though, that are in addition to that makes me go, the fact that NASA is going to fire three rockets during the eclipse under the title Serpent Fire.
Serpent Fire.
Yeah.
Woo. Okay.
And add to that, CERN is going to fire up and run during the eclipse.
Yes, that is the main thing. And they have, did you see the CERN dance and ritual?
Oh, yeah, a demonic. They say that if you listen, there's people, whistleblowers saying that they have open portals.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, check this out. Then all of the people that were opening the CERN, the workers did a dance, did a dance, and then all of them got naked, took the clothes off. And then they all just start hanging themselves.
Like I said, nobody wants to hear it. It's there. It's being told to you. And they say, well, if it's something that big, they could keep it quiet. They haven't kept it quiet. Why do you think there's people leaking it out? They haven't kept it quiet. They've tried to keep it quiet, but it's out. The cat's out of the bag. You can't put it back in.
Yeah.
And if you listen to that young genius, he said that CERN's already destroyed the world back in the 80s. So is he lying? Are they lying? Is this person? See, it's all too big for us to comprehend. Because if you're stuck in the paradigm that, you know, this is the world and everything visible is what we see and there's no mystical anything, then what's the purpose of any ritualistic behavior?
And it's so crazy. When I looked up Serpent, it says Kant Delaney, A Modern View, Serpentine of Fire. And you know what's the design is, a serpentine for fire?
No.
The same sign you use for the hospital.
Well, did you also see the people pointing out that the NASA symbol has almost the eclipse down to the location on it?
Yes, this is odd, man.
Yeah, like I said, so just because it hasn't happened doesn't mean it won't happen. That's what people, you know, it's much easier, I agree, to just go into Gaga Land and be concerned about basketball teams and football teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and just ignore everything and go about your life because everything's just the way everything is. But then one day you're going to wake up and it's not the way it was, and you're going to be stuck, and then you're going to be sorry.
And the main thing is with everyone now, what does that have to do with me? How does that concern me? It's not my problem.
Yeah. Every great society at the end has distracted its people.
Yes. Oh, man.
Everyone.
When I saw the prosecuting attorney, defense attorney in Seattle, Washington, and it's this big giant man with these big giant hard nipple titties, and he's like, yes, I'm trying to make sure you're not going to be arrested because right now the charges they have, I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah. They are.
This is a clown show, man.
Oh, it is. You know, it's clown world.
It's clown world, man. I feel like I'm in the Wonderful Wizard of Oz. I feel like I'm on Lost in Space.
Yeah.
You know, it's the blue hair and the crazy piercings and the tattoos from The Exorcist and everything from the movies have come out of the movies, and now we're looking at the movies in real life.
Yes. And it's really funny because I heard somebody put a perspective on it that kind of, in its own way, made me kind of go, huh, because I've said for years, because somebody once joked, women should have tamper labels on so you can tell when they've been tampered with so you don't get a crazy one.
Yeah.
Well, they have that. Any woman you see with the side of her head shaved has got some deep issues somewhere. These bull rings that they have in their nose, they've got some deep issues somewhere. You know, they do the toxic hair colors, the purples, the pinks, just like in the wild. When you see a pink frog, touch that pink frog.
Yeah, because it shows you it's dangerous.
Yeah, it shows you that something's wrong. It's telling you that something's wrong without telling you something's wrong.
Because there's a warning sign.
Right.
You can see it. It's obvious.
And when most of the kids across the United States are displaying these type of behaviors, you have to wonder what is causing all this trauma. But something is.
Well, you know, the sign of a problem lady, a lot of people may not agree, but I can tell you this. And it starts without even talking about anything you can see. If you hold a conversation with a lady and you listen to her clearly, when she's done, you begin to speak. And before you can get your first sentence out, she's back to talking again. And if she does this more than twice and you say, excuse me, I can't finish my sentence, and before you can finish that, she says, you won't let me talk. Okay?
Yes.
This is the world of communication now. This is how the LGBTQ speaks to you. You won't let me talk. That's everybody that you're saying something that's useless, but you have to get your useless point across. You're going to speak fast, continuously, with no gaps. And when you try, when someone else tries to speak, you say, you won't let me talk.
And see, that's the beauty of our conversations. We speak and not to respond, but to listen to what the other person say.
Yes, sir.
That used to be the way conversations went, but now it's so important to be correct or be the one on top or the one with the voice that you can't let the other side even speak. Because the funny thing is, when you let the other side speak, they eventually run out of points because they're all made up and they're all predicated on something made up.
Well, and we have to realize this. And I'm not trying to be like what I'm saying now, it will be listed as male chauvinist. It will be listed as toxic male masculinity, or it would be listed as narcissistic.
But absolutely.
But feelings and emotions are women characters, period. Those are not male characteristics, because you cannot be a logical, emotional, feeling-driven person. You can't be logical. You can't have feelings and emotions and logic. They don't go together.
That's true. That's 100% true.
Yeah, because a lady will try to describe to you what feelings and emotions are when it comes to logical situations, because she has no clue.
Right.
Period. And we could never win that argument. Because we're not supposed to argue.
Well,
let her talk. She's going to say what she's going to say.
You learn to not, again, I've seen this in a lot of different studies. Don't offer solutions. Just listen to the emotion. That's what you're supposed to do. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to just go, well, that's easy, you can solve it. No, they want you to feel their pain and feel their frustration and feel everything and all the feelings. They don't want a logical solution.
Yes, and get emotional. They want you to look me in my eye. You're not paying attention. You're not reacting the way I need you to react, because I'm trying to think of a solution for all the things that you're just throwing in there.
Yeah.
Period. And I'm taking all of these things that you're throwing in the air, and I'm trying to solve this puzzle that you're giving me, because women speak to, as far as I'm concerned personally, women speak in puzzles, okay? We speak in pictures. She says so-and-so, and you take all her puzzle pieces and say, well, picture this.
Yep.
And maybe she can see it, but if not, you got to scramble it around and we'll picture this.
And then also get that, you're not listening to me.
I am listening to you.
I'm trying to argue
this upside down.
This is the world we live in, this lunacy world where men and women are the same. We are not. Never have been and never will be.
Can't be. Impossible.
No.
Impossible.
Our brains, our way of thinking, our bodies, our bone structure, everything about us is different. yet we can't accept that because we got to be the same. We want the same outcome. So in order to put women in the men's world, we give them less arduous qualifications so that they can say, now I'm in the man's world. I'm equal to you, even though I didn't pass the same tests that you passed.
Yeah, that's why women don't care about the outcome in those situations. They just care about the income.
Right.
See, they don't care what the outcome is going to be. They just want to be on that top to say, I am the boss or whatever this new thing is.
Yeah, I'm the same as you. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. No, you're not. And females that speak like that, they scare me because you're setting your own people back because you're asking for domestic violence to come back. And you're asking for it to be accepted. But this time, it comes in disguise. It comes in transformer disguise. And your accepted choice of homosexual friends, you say, they said this on The View the other day. I heard them say, we do not need men. Oh, my goodness, men. We can live without them. But gay men, what would we do without them? This is what
right.
We're suggesting in the world.
Yes. And men, it's really funny. We're the only group it's okay to discriminate against openly and just say all kinds of shit that's not true. It's perfectly okay.
Yeah.
And then when a guy says his feelings are hurt, well, then they turn it right back around to, what are you, a little pussy?
And then a woman can say, you're a pussy, you're a punk,
yeah,
you're weak, you're dumb, you're ignorant, you're beneath me. And I say, but you're fat. Oh, my God, you're fat shaming. How could you say that?
What? <Isn't it? laughs> Well, I don't know if you caught this the other day. I was watching this. This is how you expose absurdity. You bring it to the table.
Yes,
is what you do. And they went to these campuses, and they said to the students, they said, how many sexes are there? And you could see instantly the fear in their minds, because many of them said, I won't answer because I don't want to lose my scholarship. So we have got to the point where we have allowed them to restrict free speech to the point you can lose your scholarship based on stating facts. This is how you destroy facts. You destroy facts by punishing people who speak them.
Yes.
Because there are not more than two sexes. There are two sexes. Get over yourself. Now, if you want to pretend to be a woman, then I have no trouble with you pretending to be a woman. Go right ahead. If you want to pretend to be an ostrich, go right ahead. When you expect me to go along with your delusion, that's when my problem starts.
Yeah, you got me messed up. If you really think that I'm going to participate with your illogical thinking, you've lost your damn mind. It's a habit.
Hey, look. There's so many different things that they call conspiracy theories that these people believe just as much as that woman believes she's a man and that man believes she's a woman. But only certain things are protected.
Yeah, that's why they're trying to get guns out of our hands, because when people get tired of people telling us what we're going to do, eventually someone is going to get tired, okay? How long do you think women going to be out of control like this to where a man can't even say anything and they overtalk you and disrespect you? How long do you think that's going to last? How long do you think we're going to listen to LGBTQ people who have no respect for anything other than their agenda? I mean, no respect for anything. You know, now I understand that you want to fight for your rights for everything and you don't want to be discriminated against as far as someone hurting you or things of the sort. But what does that have to do with a gay parade with men walking around with their nuts hanging out of a camisole? What does that have to do with, what does that have to do with equal rights? What?
Nothing.
Nothing. All this absurdity and kissing all in public and all this crazy display of affection. What does that have to do with your rights?
Nothing.
Regular people don't do that, my friends. Because we're thinking about the children. We're considering the children. Oh, I forgot. But LGBTQ is beyond considering the children, because what they need to do is come for your children because they need recruits.
Oh, yeah, because they can't breed their own recruits.
You can't breed your own people, so you have to recruit. This is what people have to understand. So this is more so of a recruitment, a change of mindset and a recruitment. That's what this is. They're recruiting.
See, here's the funny thing. When you and I were young, we had gay people in our community. We all knew it. We all knew it. We never treated them any different. They were just one of the people.
Yeah.
You know?
And the gay community has its set of rapist, freaky people just like heterosexuals do.
Absolutely.
Okay? And we're not saying that gay people are your rapists and sexual and killers, but we can exclude them.
Right.
Because they have a certain amount of people that are in that situation, too. Now, you can't blame all gay people for all the rapes and molestation, but those that are amongst you, you have to point out your own, just like straight people have to, just like the women have to point out their pedophilic women and the men of whatever color the pedophilic men. The same thing.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. As a youth growing up, when I was young and dumb and ignorant, I never had a single woman come on to me to molest me as a young child. Yet I had numerous, numerous gay guys try to get me to do shit. Now, that's anecdotal at best. But at the same time, it is something that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, well,
instead,
I did. Wow.
And that's why when the Boy Scouts started this, you know, we can have gay scout leaders, I was like, no. Because, see, when we were young, only men took young boys into the forest to camp. And if I knew that, again, everybody goes, you're homophobic. I'm not homophobic. I'm just no different than if you put a young 20-something-year-old man in charge of a bunch of young teenage girls. You create a situation for a problem. It doesn't mean the problem's going to occur, but you create the framework to allow it to happen.
Yeah, yeah. And see, people don't realize a lot of framework comes from a lot of setups and things. People don't realize, like, I had some incidents where it happened. I was in church, okay? And you're a young man in a suit, and it's Easter Sunday, and you may be between 12 and 16 years old, however you develop. But you may be attractive to a female over 21, over 25. Period. And people say, what do you mean? Man, I've had this happen. I was 13 years old, and a lady came on to me. She was 27. I was coming up. It was in church. Okay? Period.
Yep.
When I was in high school, there was a lady that I was dealing with. She was 27. I was 16. You know, that was just, you know, and somebody said, Herm, that's molestation. No, for a boy, it was fun. It wasn't, no, I wasn't molested. I was voluntarily taken advantage of.
Oh, my God. It's true, though, when you think about it, it's true.
Yeah.
And you set these situations up. That's why, like women, when you say, don't dress with your titties hanging out. Oh, you want to control me. And I'm just trying to help you not set the table for a situation you don't want.
Yeah.
Like, and people go, well, you want to control them. Okay, what would you say to me if I wanted to put on $1 million worth of gold chains and have $100 bills hanging out of my pockets? If I told you I was going to go take a walk in the projects, what would you say to me?
Be safe.
Good luck.
Yes, sir.
Good luck. Because you set the table. Now, you take that same dude, put those chains on, put a pistol on him, and have him armed guards, you set the table.
Yeah.
You're not faultless. You set the table.
We both have to understand that. We create our own reality.
Yes. You can change your whole life by looking at how you do things. But nobody wants to judge themselves and say, I'm responsible for this. But you are. You're responsible for the stuff that happens. And you just got to figure out what part of what you did was your responsibility to change that action.
Yes, that's it. That is it. We have to think about, see, we create our thoughts that we have. We create our existence. Period. We create our existence. What we do and what we manifest from us creates what people think about us, right?
Yes.
So you do positive things, you may get positive results. You do negative things, you may get negative results. But whatever you're doing, expect expect the direction you're going into. Just you can basically put your hand on that. You can do 50% of that, 60% you're gonna get negative if you go up a negative, and vice versa.
Exactly. And that's the total dropping of responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, I'm working at McDonald's because the economy is against me. No, you're working at McDonald's because you didn't take the steps to not work at McDonald's.
Thank you. That's it. That's simple.
You've got to go out. You've got to be positive. You have to have a vision. You have to have a goal. You have to have a purpose. Because if not, you will wander aimlessly and blame everybody for all of your problems.
Continuously. And this is what people want. No one wants to say, hey, I'm going to accept accountability for myself. That's simple.
Yeah.
That's simple. We just in a world full of people who won't take accountability and are always pointing the finger at someone else before they ever look in the mirror. And that's the craziest thing in the world, man. And people are living with this nonsense. It's reflective of everything that's happening. You're living in a lie. Your whole life, you're lying to yourself.
Well, it's this way. I've told my kids after my divorce happened that I made mistakes and I was sorry for what I had created. And all of my kids looked at me and said, Mom has never said those words.
No. No, no, no.
Because everything was my fault. Everything was because of me, and they had no part in it. And they felt no remorse about their actions because their actions were 100% correct, and everything was because of me.
Yep.
Where I'll step to the table and go, I failed here. I failed there. I will tell you where I failed. And I've worked every single day to be a better person than I was the day before.
Yeah, you know, I've done that too, Dan, but I do mine a little different. I was like, I looked at it and I said, I failed. I definitely failed to not listen to your bullshit earlier. That's what I failed at.
Oh, my God.
Because that's what every guy deep down in your spirit would love to say. Yes. Oh, my
God. It's a down to accountability is the hardest thing for people to accept, because then that means you've got to accept your mistakes.
Yes.
You have to.
Yes.
I was wrong. There.
But
and guess what? Guess what? I'll be wrong again.
You know, I always tell a person, a right and wrong is another female trait, okay? And then that's another trait, okay? Whether I was right or wrong, it doesn't matter. I had to do the logical thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's not a right in the logical choice first.
True.
Period. Because
sometimes there are multiple paths that could be right.
Hey, well, I feel like this. Okay, give you a simple one. If all my kids are hungry and my wife is hungry and there's a little bit of food, somebody said, feed the kids, feed your wife. No, I'm going to feed myself because that's the only way I have the strength to go get them the food. People say, well, that's not right. It's naturally right. It's not conceptually right.
Right.
Okay? The
I get exactly
right
what
thing.
You're saying. I get
but the
exactly.
nature of it is. Okay? And that's what people yeah. don't like to talk about. They like to talk about the concepts, but they don't want to talk about the natural existence of what needs to happen. See, this is what we live in, this conceptual world. This is my concept of how I believe. Okay, your concept of how you believe is not the construct of what I understand. Proof. Okay? And we got a whole bunch of belief versus understanding going on in this world, and it's killing us. I believe
yeah.
this, but what the hell do you understand? It doesn't matter. Okay.
Well, we've switched to operating on emotions.
Yeah.
That's the whole swing. That's
yeah.
the whole. That's the whole ideology besides destroying toxic masculinity is that men will think, and then when they don't want to participate in your bullshit, they will say, I'm not going to be part of this. And that's what bothers them.
When you go get, okay, like The View and The Vibe, these shows like that, when you go and please, if ladies get offended, this, I'm not talking about you. But when you go get the dumbest bimbo hoes on earth and make them advisors, do comedy, Whoopi. I don't need your dumbass advice.
Yeah.
Seriously, I don't. I don't even know who the rest of those washed-up people are. I don't even know who they are. They take one recognizable female, put them up there, and then a whole bunch of other people start talking stupid.
Yeah.
No, man, that's not working anymore.
Nah.
That's not working anymore.
Well, see, I've got my fervent hope that things change after today. I don't know, but I've got hope. I hope that people will wake up to the absolute bullshit that's being done to them. The destruction of your property, the destruction of your income, the destruction of your life. And the fact that we have an FDA that allows absolute poison to be sold to the American people. And we, all these people believe, well, we have an FDA, so if it's on a shelf, it has to be safe. No. The government no longer represents you. It quit that years ago. It represents itself now. That's why at $175,000, they become multi-millionaires on your dime and your time.
Hold on, so that means it's about consumers' purchase, right?
Yes.
So if the consumer stops purchasing, then they won't be rich.
Well, look at insurance, Bubba. Look at insurance. Okay, Florida, the insurance companies are quadrupling rates in a year because insurance is a pyramid scam.
Yeah.
It is. You give me $200 or $600 or whatever a month, and in return, I will offer you access to millions of dollars. Well, that works until you want to actually access the millions of dollars, like when a hurricane comes through and wipes out entire neighborhoods, and then the minuscule money they paid into the pyramid, see, the people at the top of the pyramid always get their money first.
That's right.
That's right. Then they go bankrupt and go, sorry, we're out of money. The pyramid collapsed.
Yes.
And so as long as we allow people to run this scam, which is what insurance is a scam. Do you know when, think about when we were younger and nobody had insurance other than for major shit.
That's right.
And when you went to the doctor, you paid for that. When you went and got a prescription, you paid for that. When you went into the hospital for anything that was elective, you paid for that. Now we're to the point that we are allowing people to get sex changes on insurance.
On insurance. And look, on government insurance.
Right.
The military is paying for sex changes now. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, I do know that.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the head, Rachel Levine.
Barack insane Obama, you know.
Exactly. That's what's funny about this. It is a pyramid scam that functions under the coverage of the United States government.
And you know what I just pulled up a little bit off, but we're right here. Man, I just pulled up something where Michelle Obama was thanking Epstein and saying how good of friends they were. And behind her sat
Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, yeah.
And all of these individuals were in love with Epstein, man. In love. They were buddies. Wow. I'm just telling you things, you know what I mean?
Epstein? Weinstein?
Yeah, Weinstein. But you know what? The funny thing is, as terrible as they talk about Donald Trump, I've never heard him come up with any of these people. Now, he might have said he might grab a few pussies, you know, but he's talking about system. He's talking about if you acted like a hoe, basically, I'll grab you by your pussy. I can feel what he was saying.
What he was saying was something that you and I knew as a youth, gold diggers.
Yeah, you know.
Gold diggers, they will go right into a party and they say, that guy is a multi-billionaire. He looks like shit, but he's a multi-billionaire, and he will become the most attractive person in the room to them.
Yeah, so he's like, hey, I might play with a pussy because that's how it is. And he's just talking. He ain't doing it.
Well, you want to really light up some anger?
Yeah.
Bill Cosby. They don't want to admit, and you and I knew this, when we were younger, we would go to parties, and everybody would get as screwed up as they could get screwed up on whatever they were getting on, and then people would do things they wouldn't normally do, but we used to leave the party and realize if we hadn't got screwed up, we wouldn't have done that. That's on me. Now they're trying to blame the people who had the parties.
Yeah, I know, because I remember there was girls that did wild things. We were talking about high school, man. And that's when times were different, you know?
Yes.
And everybody here, then you can get a hold of Spanish Fly. You remember Spanish Fly?
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh, yeah. Boy, hey, that was the roofie of the year. That was regular. You know, everybody has a Spanish Fly. They can
also
the girl
Quaaludes. Quaaludes.
Yeah.
Soper 714s. You'd wake up the next day missing an arm and don't remember how you lost it. Like, I guess you're going to call me Stubby now. But it was we took responsibility, though, back then. We knew we shouldn't have done what we did and ended up in the situation we ended up in.
Yeah. Yeah. It was different. It was different. And right now, there's nobody taking responsibility for anything. You just, oh, this just happened. No, it didn't.
No. It didn't just happen.
And
oh,
this
wow.
World, this is the world we live in of the just happens, man. It's unbelievable, man.
It is.
Now, people are starting to see everything coming to full front right now. Everything. And it's been here already. Now everybody's acting so surprised you're seeing everything come out right in the open. I'm like, man, but it's a perfect timing for good people to arise.
Yeah. To stand up. And not be walked over.
And I'm talking about really good people. I'm not talking about people calling to religion, because you in religion doesn't make you a good person. That just means you do something religiously. I mean, you like to do something over and over again. You might just want a lot of attention. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
But I'm talking about natural people, like we bad, good people, Dan. You know what I'm saying? Good people, like, you know, the people we bringing together on Wednesday night. Good people.
Yes. Good. You can create a great situation with good people.
Yes. 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 You have to have good people, man. Have to have good people. People who understand what the reasoning is and the purpose for whatever you're going for is. Good people, man.
Woo! Well, I'm going to take a quick commercial break so we can get this out of the way and get down to the rest of the show, because, you know, we got to do the things we got to do.
Oh, yeah. Especially at 102.
Yeah, it's one of them things you don't want to have to, but commercials are what help and make things happen. And we're going to get some of our own sponsors for our show. That's something we're going to be working on. But we're going to hit a nice little commercial break, and we will be right back.
Please check out our sponsor, Save Around. Save Around coupon books have been with us for several years, and they help you save money when going out to eat, renting a car, buying flowers, and all kinds of other good stuff. The good thing is you can view the coupon books before you buy. Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.com, and click on the Save Around book that you'll see right next to our chat room. Like I said, you could preview it before you purchase, and hopefully you'll save yourself some money and help us as well. Please check it out.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over
You're paying more for everything.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
And we're back. We're back. Commercials are done for the rest of the show, so yeah, we can get to some getting to. And no, it's really funny because they have so limited. People don't understand. The First Amendment was a reason. There was a reason it was a First Amendment. Being able to speak your opinion is the most important thing on the planet Earth, period. Doesn't mean you have to agree with it, but you should be able to speak it. Okay. And I go back to my favorite one to bring up. It was once unpopular to speak out against slavery. Always remember that. So if you let the powers that be stay the powers that be, and they tell you you can't speak about slavery, then you can't speak about slavery. If you can't speak about slavery, you can't change it. You have to be able to speak the unpopular opinion.
I wonder who on this earth got so bold to tell people they couldn't speak. This engine. Who on this green earth said, hey, guys, speak anymore?
Well, you know where it started, right? It started with you can't yell fire in a theater.
Well, go back.
Seriously. I know, but it really, that was the first case where the Supreme Court said that you don't have that right. That was the first case.
Well, see, the first case was when you take away people's right to read and write. That's the first case.
Yeah, I have to give you that one. Keep them dumb. Keep them dumb. But the actual containing of the word,
yeah,
and giving somebody a see, words do have weight, but it should never be given the weight where I can take those words away.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing right now. There's a whole list of words you're not allowed to say anymore.
And
there's a whole list.
It's amazing how a set of people can come in and change everything.
Yes.
Change pronouns, all this stuff. But yet still, we don't know how to use the words that are listed.
Right.
And we don't know some of the words that are missing that should be listed.
Yes.
But we got a great big wave and change coming so swift that we can't keep up with their list.
All right. And the list changes every day.
Yeah.
And the list are words that it's really funny because you and I were younger. We didn't call people who were handicapped retarded. Retarded was used for people who should be intelligent that were acting dumb.
They were acting dumb. Man, why are you acting so stupid, man? You are retarded. That's what it was
exactly.
Used.
Exactly. Yeah. We weren't pointing that at any in disabled group.
Mm-mm.
At all.
That's not what that's about.
No. And then they made hate crimes. If I shoot you, you're dead. But if I shoot you and call you a name, it's worse. Why?
Why?
You're still dead.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure if I was shooting you, I didn't like you, so I probably already said a whole bunch of other things bad about you.
Thank you.
But it's to give weight to words so then they can use that for your safety. We will eliminate these words. And that's the beginning of the end for free speech.
Yeah, man. That is the beginning of the end.
Yeah, because we're labeled it misinformation now.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll label it how we choose to put you in a different direction of the truth.
Right. That's why that's what people don't understand. Freedom of speech was designed for speech you disagreed with. Because you don't need to protect speech you agree with because you won't try to outlaw speech you agree with.
Yes. But see, as long as we got, man, listen, as long as the world is going upside down, man, people are going to agree with foolish things, such as, now, you know the LGBTQ has been out, how long would you think, estimated?
Well, it really started in the 80s is where it started, I believe. And that's when they tried to take AIDS, which was predominantly a gay disease,
mm-hmm.
and cast it into the whole society and say that we were using it to judge gay people and that we should feel bad. In my personal opinion, that's where it started.
So since that time to now, the LGBTQ has almost half of the holidays that are celebrated in America are LGBTQ holidays.
Exactly. And then you have them in government offices, bald-headed with red lips and a dress on, obviously a dude, but you got to call her ma'am.
Yes, man. Look, they have Transgender Day of Visibility, Transgender Day of Remembrance, Transgender Awareness Week, Trans Awareness Month, Transparent Day, International Day Against Homophobia, Bio and Transphobia Day, Pride Month, LGBTQ Plus History Month, LGBTQ Health Awareness Week, International Day of Pink, Day of Silence, Lesbian Visibility Week, Agenda Pride Day, Harvey Milk Day, Pansexual and Panoramic Sexual Awareness, Stonewall Day, International LGBTQ Plus Day, International Non-Binary People Day, International Drag Day, Bisexual Awareness Week, Celebration Bisexual Day, International Lesbian Day, National Coming Out Day, Gender Fluid Visibility Week, International Pronoun Day, Spirit Day, Intersex Awareness Day, and Intersex Day of Remembrance.
And trans fatty acids.
Ooh, yeah.
We went from looking for equality to looking for superiority.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Seriously. I have no trouble with you being equal. I ain't got a problem with that. I never had a problem with that. Whether people want to believe this or not, when I got married back in 1982, my best man was gay.
Yeah.
Because I don't care. I don't care what you do in your bedroom. I do care when you tell me I have to do that too.
I'm going to tell you like this. You can be gay as you wanted to. I'm not holding your cock, okay? This is the way we're trying to get to a point of. That's the whole thing of persuasion. That's the whole persuasive thing too. You're trying to get somebody to hold your cock. Nobody's doing it, okay?
Right.
So then you want to come up with the words and so and so and so. This is just us for us to have communication. This is called feeling out the waters and testing the waters. I noticed that gay people, some gay people are like pimps. They got skills, okay? Okay, they know how to test the waters and see whether you might be thinking about. They know the stand skills, man. I mean, for real, they do.
Like P. Diddy.
Yeah. The guru gay skills.
Hey, when you look at the pictures now, those are the pictures you and I both knew for years, but now the rest of the world is finally looking at those pictures, going, "Hold on."
Yeah.
Hold on. It was in your face.
It was in your face. Rick Ross and P. Diddy kissing, all these. And notice the pictures. Check this out, man. When you see the P. Diddy parties, right, and they're doing the videos of the P. Diddy party and LeBron James and that, all look around at the pictures in the background at the houses. Why are there a whole black party with ain't never white people in the background in the pictures? There's no black people in the pictures. None. Okay? Nobody pays this attention. It's all white pictures. Where are your children?
Yeah.
Where is your family? This is your house, P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Who are all these white people? Are you sure is that your house? Or someone letting you use their home.
Who was it did the interview and had the naked kid in the box behind him? I can't remember. It was a famous female star, but she was doing an interview and somebody noticed it, and on the background on the wall was a naked kid in a box.
What?
I can't remember who that was. I know it was somebody wildly popular. I wish I could remember who it was. She explained that off as art. That was art. To have a naked kid in a box was art. No. That's not art. That's child molestation.
Man. They said Diddy had a sugar daddy, right? And they said in order to talk about that, talk about Weinstein, Bill Clinton, Epstein, Leonardo DiCaprio, Ashton Kutcher, Prince Harry, Oprah, Uber, and AP, Anne Hathaway, Michael Jackson.
Well, don't forget Demi Moore, because there's a video of her kissing
the
young ass. Yeah. Hey, if I did that to a little girl like that, I'd be in prison tomorrow morning.
Let me tell you something. You ever heard of Ron Berkley?
No, I have not.
Okay. Ron Berkley is the owner of the NWSL Waves and stockholder in the NHL Penguins, and he was named in the Epstein's case. Now, the houses that P. Diddy be in, 9 times out of 10 don't belong to P. Diddy. They belong to Ron Burkle. Now, P. Diddy might have a house or two. But everything that he goes through is to Ron Burkle. This is why they cannot indict him or anything yet, because this is his sugar daddy. Okay? Allegedly. This is his sugar daddy. So a lot of these guys that are doing these freak parties, a lot of these rich owners who we don't know the name of it are doing the parties. See, the people on Clive Davis and Quincy Jones level Those are the old wrinkled Chitlin guys. They've been hitting booty hole for a long, long time. See, they go back to, I probably mentioned this before, it goes back to when you talk about all these, Quincy Jones and Frank Sinatra were quote-unquote lovers. And Quincy Jones now owns the pinky ring of Frank Sinatra, and he spoke about it, you know, because they were once lovers. Okay, yeah. Let's keep it 100. Because the Candyman can. Okay, the Candyman can because he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Okay?
Well, add on to that now that this has come out, and some people are actually speaking about this. I don't know if you saw, I can't remember the rapper's name, but he come out and said that we were told to make music that was would encourage people to create crime because BlackRock owns a controlling interest in almost every major record label and the private prison system.
Mm-hmm.
And as Rapper come out and said, we were told to make this music.
Yeah, the raunchier, the dirtier the music, the better.
Yes, we want depravity is what we want. We want people totally unhinged, totally unresponsible, and thinking it's cool to go out and just kill people.
When we have this record go out, we want you to cool and kill people, and we want you to, what do we want you to take? Play it up. Percocet. Molly Percocet. Hey, represent. Always represent. Hey, are you singing about Molly and Percocet?
Yeah.
And you're
advertising. Women are nothing but hoes. Women are nothing but hoes.
And guns ain't nothing but show, and money ain't nothing but something to blow.
Yep.
Okay? And in the end, it's all dudes and booty hoes. This is what it is.
Yeah.
Period.
That's,
all
that's the final ending station is that.
It's all, because when I said Little Baby and James Harding are married, whatever their gay marriage thing is, Little Baby and James Harding are married, allegedly. But they're married. They had a ceremony and everything. When a man gives another man a suitcase full of money for his birthday, okay, and he gave James Harden a suitcase full of money, you know, they give each other some type of jewelry or something. But James Harden gave Little Baby a suitcase with some money in it, like $150,000, $200,000 in it. But it was also full of honey buns.
Gee. Oh, I wonder what that could possibly represent.
Seems like he's going to be looking for some buried treasure.
Yeah. This onion has so many layers that have been built up over so much time. That's why people have such a hard time peeling back from it. That's why they sit there and go, I'm going to make fun of you conspiracy theorists. Well, we've been proven right over and over. Remember Alex Jones back in the in the 90s and early 2000s? Everybody thought he was a lunatic. Now everything he said is coming true.
Everything. Listen, man, when we get done with our show, I don't care how many few people we have listening or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. It's going to continue to expand. Because when we get done, we're going to be like Nostradamus, man. We've been talking and talking about things for years, okay? And finally, you were like, Hearn, we need to put our regular conversation in a recording situation. And we talked about that for a year.
Yeah.
Before it even manifested. And you brought it together, man. I was like, cool, no problem. That's going to work.
Well, see, and this is why I watch the history of how things come about, like when people get somewhere. It all starts with a lot of small steps, and everybody wants to ignore the small steps. They want to go straight from, I'm going to do comedy to I'm headliner, just like that, overnight. But it's all steps. It's all steps in your development, steps in what you're going to do. And you have an idea, and you mull it around until you figure out a way to manifest it. When I started doing this, I'm like, man, this is where Herm and I have to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there are people that listen to us religiously.
Yeah, man. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing, man. I told you, the last person I ever worked with like this was, I told you, shout out to my buddy Chase, Chief and Commander of the Base. He passed away in 2019. But we had a chemistry like this for 20 years, you know,
and
we're able to put it on the air, you know. And the thing is with us, it's one of those same things where it's like immediately there's chemistry because there's respect. Mutual respect. Mutual respect brings about great chemistry.
Yes, it does. It brings about great change.
Yeah.
And because two are always stronger than one.
Two individuals from two different spectrums.
Yeah, as far different as you could paint it.
Period. And believe
me. Period.
There's some of the things we may say to, well, while we're around one another. Average person may be offended if they were standing around us because they didn't see us react. There's no reaction from us. These are words.
Yes.
And they're spoken words and they come from something. But if you know who you're dealing with as a person, there's no underlying agendas in conversation. And this is what a lot of people don't recognize. When a person has a problem with you and you say, well, we had a problem with this conversation. No. They had a problem with you.
Yes.
It's not about that conversation because there'll be another one that comes up and they'll have a problem with that. You'd be, oh, it was that subject. No, they have a problem with you.
Yes.
Period.
Exactly.
We have to open up our eyes and stop being fools.
Well, see, I've heard this said, if you've got five people in your life that you trust, you're a lucky person. I do have that. I have a lot of people who are friends and hang around the perimeter that I don't necessarily trust. I watch them with a guided eye, but there are certain people that can say things to me that nobody else can say to me because I know when you say it to me, you're coming from a good place. You're not coming from a bad place. You're not trying to cut me down. You're trying to say, Dan, I think you need to see this.
Yeah, that's it. Because outside of that, Dan, when it comes to people outside of that, they are the Gideons. And you know what I call them? They can get these nuts.
But I understand that about you and I. We have been that way from the day we first started hanging out. We have been this way.
Yeah, man, it's cool too, man. That's why I really think it's cool, man, because to be able to communicate with somebody. And you live in a world of your own personal thought. I live in my own personal thoughts. I really do.
Yes.
And meet someone else that does and also understands who they are. That is the ultimate. You know what I'm saying? That is ultimate, man.
Yeah. Ultimate. We grew into where we wanted to be.
Yeah.
We may have went different paths. We may have had different experiences. But we both ended up in the same place.
Yep. And
if you're trying to improve yourself, you will always be a better person the next day than you were the day before.
Yes. And we can, here we go. Comedy, life, we were different. Comedy paths, different. Everything.
Everything.
Everything. Dan's a road man. I was here. I have been on the road before. But it's so crazy how we're so different, but it works.
Yeah. And it totally works because we respect each other and we trust each other and we know the other person isn't going to say something that is bad without a positive meaning behind it.
Yeah, so therefore the bad is not bad. It's a logical.
No.
It's a logical. See, we have circumstance situations. There's circumstances and situations, okay? And it's just the only thing you can do with that is solve and have a solution. That's all it is. Circumstances, situations, solve a solution. That's it.
Yeah.
There's no emotions or feelings. There's no right. There's no wrong. There's no up. There's no down. There's no good. There's no bad. There is, and it has to be, and it's going to come to some type of conclusion. That's all it is. It's, who cares how somebody feels? We just need to get to the end of this, wrap this up, get to the end of that, wrap this up. If people stop bringing in other things, you can get a lot more things done.
Exactly. Again, the power of two is superior to the power of one, always.
Yes.
Always.
The power of two has always been, yes, it's always. Because if you can get, man, talking to yourself is hard.
Yes.
It really is. Bouncing ideas off of oneself is difficult.
Because it is yet the one perspective.
Yeah, but to have someone that you can say something to and be yourself. I don't like tip. That's another thing, people. Don't tiptoe around in conversation with your friend. Because if you have to, that's not your friend.
No. Not at all.
Yeah, you're two people you're trying to tolerate one another or something.
Yeah.
Because when you get into tips with people, that's not your friend.
No.
You know?
Also, that's a waste of time.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
And your time is precious.
Time is precious, man. Time is precious, man. My time means everything to me, you know?
Yes.
And that's why I don't spend much time with people. I don't even have a lot of conversations with people nowadays because it's such a waste.
Yes, it is. It's all superficial talk, because if you get into anything of meaning, not knowing where the other person comes from, it turns into a conflict.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you know, it's like in order for me to have a conversation with a person, I have to know that they're always driving, and I'm not even a passenger. I'm standing there talking to them, walking on the side of the car, because I don't trust how they drive.
Yes.
Okay? And that's just how I am. I don't trust how you drive. I'll walk or I drive myself and ride beside you.
Yes.
But I'm not riding with you. And this is what a lot of people want you to do. Ride with me on this. I don't drive. I'm not even comfortable. No.
Mm-hmm. No.
I'll drive myself. I'll get there.
And it's a blessing to have friends that you can really bounce off of. Because you and I we bounce the craziest shit each other. That's why people listen. We bounce the most bizarre shit that everybody else wipes off or is afraid to speak about, and we will actually go into a real conversation about it.
Yeah.
And the funny thing, this is reminiscent of, if you remember the old Art Bell talk show that every comic listened to in the middle of the night, every guest he got on, no matter how crazy their ideas may have seemed, he interviewed them like everything they said was the truth.
Yeah.
And then people could listen to it, and from that, you could develop your own opinion of it, which is perfectly okay to do. But you've got to hear something before you know something. Just think of the things that we accept that we're taught without question. We're taught that we're on a ball that spins at 18,000 miles an hour while plowing through space at thousands of thousands of miles an hour with stars, which are all part of the system. Everything's twirling through the sky, and we all see the same stars every night, even though we're traveling thousands of miles an hour through space while spinning, with things spinning around us. We just accept that. That's fact.
We just accept that as a fact. And what's so crazy is, I just want to know one thing. How could anyone possibly prove that?
There you go. See, that's the thing. Most of what people know, they're taught. They didn't experience it. And they believe some of the most magical things. And then as it starts, you start peeling that onion away, and then you start going, so people with horse and buggies built these gigantic cathedrals with all the intricacies, and they did it with hammers and chisels?
Yeah, and this is what kills me. If you look at, I think we talked about this, the Hindenburg. It traveled in 1936 over New York City. In 1936.
Yeah.
There was nothing to build those buildings in 1936 to match with modern-day equipment and things and services. New York City, when the Hindenburg was flying over it, it was just as it is now. They built a couple extra buildings in between. That's exact. Maybe the Twin Towers. That's about it. That city was already there. And that city was over a couple hundred years old when the Hindenburg was flying over. It wasn't a brand new city. Okay? So that proves that there's something else that happened in American history that's not talked about.
No, it's not talked about. And if you sit there and you look at that and you start questioning it, like I saw a whole thing on the pyramids where they tried to use modern construction equipment to move the things that they moved back in the days when they had nothing but chariots and foot power. And they could move it with the modern day equipment, but we're supposed to believe that somehow with just chisels that weren't even hardened. We made everything. They made everything. They aligned it perfectly with the stars. They aligned it perfectly with all the other pyramids on the planet Earth. They're all lined on lines. So that just happened. And the drawings in Europe and Middle East and America all were the same drawings, but we had no communication.
And the statues, okay, of all of these big lip, wide nose people in every country.
Yes.
Where did they come from?
Every country. And every country had heads of birds on people.
Uh-huh.
Well, so they all had the same imagination.
All of them had the same quinkydink.
Yeah.
And
there was no communication.
None whatsoever. None. And no known way of fast travel.
Right.
But yet and still, we must collectively go back and say, so what is it that we don't know, and go through this history and look at it for real? We have to.
And then add on to that, when construction was by hand, everything was hard. So if everything was hard when you were constructing by hand, why were doorways made to accommodate 20-foot tall people?
Yes. And why did we shrink those doorways to accommodate us?
Yes.
And who looks out of a window that's 20 feet tall?
Exactly.
30 feet tall. Who looks out of those windows?
Who made those steps outside that one temple that are gigantic steps made for somebody who'd be 20 to 25 foot tall? Why is there a story of David and Goliath? Why do people talk of gigantic people in history? Oh, that's all fanciful myth that was made up.
And whose gladiator helmet is in the bottom of the ocean to which two divers were swimming in and out of it? Whose head did it belong to? And why is it that when you look at the moon and you take and put your, they've shown people filming the moon, and you look at the moon and you bring it in and show a face looking at the moon.
Yeah.
Okay. But this face looking at the moon, someone said, hey, look at that face real good. And we looked at it and analyzed it, and the face appears to be dead and underwater.
See, that's what's funny, what you said last week about Christians. If you truly believe the Bible, you have to believe in the firmament.
You have to believe in the firmament. If you believe in the Bible, there's no way you can believe in a round earth, because within the first five verses, going into the sixth through the eighth verse, it tells you about the firmament. It tells you underwater into verse 5, and in verse 6 it tells you when the firmament was formed. So if there's water above us and water below us, that means there's something holding the water back, which would mean the dome-type situation that we're in. So we actually live like in a bubble. We're a bubble in the middle of a giant something. We're just a bubble. We're just a bubble.
You're just a conspiracy theorist. That way I don't have to think about that.
We are just a bubble, and they're trying to pop the bubble from within, and the bubble's made where it can't be popped by our little whatever we're doing. It's more powerful than whatever we're trying to think. It's beyond our thinking, our conception. Okay?
Well, you remember Men in Black when they opened that locker and there was a whole world inside. You remember when they had that necklace and there was a whole universe in that necklace.
Yes, yes. Oh, the cat?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And everything on this planet is made up of moving molecules. Even solid things are moving.
Dan, each and every one of us are a separate world, and there are worlds.
Yes, we are. Yes.
I know that sounds crazy, but each and every one of us are a separate world. There are living. There's a whole functioning, living something inside of you, and they live inside of you. You are actually a planet.
Yes, you are. You have bacteria. You have moving things. You have all kinds of gut bacteria, skin bacteria, eye bacteria.
You function with, as it is a crazy, it was a one-eyed, one-horned, fine, purple people. That's a person.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, We have nine eyes. Nine eyes. We have two hearts and two brains. Every one of us. And people say, well, Hearn, why are you saying that? Well, you have to know where your nine eyes are located. Okay? They cover your eyes. They say, cover your eyes. That's why they tell you put your shoes on so you can cover your eyes and the soles of your feet.
Yes.
Okay. They tell you get on your knees so you can cover your eyes on your knees. They say put your hands together, okay, so you can cover your eyes. Then you have your two eyes, and they say close them.
Yeah, cover your ears.
And then they do everything they do can to close your pineal gland by
yep.
changing your food, taking you away from nature of sort. So they disconnect you with those nine eyes. They disconnect your nine eyes. Then they don't even tell you you have two hearts because you have a heart up top, but you have two calf muscles that push the blood back up.
Yeah.
That's why you don't want to lose your lower. Notice one thing. Somebody said, when you're having a lower, less circulation in the lower part of your body and your limbs, you're having a heart attack. Okay?
Yes.
You're having a heart attack. Because think about this. Once the arteries are clogged and you have a blood clot, and it releases, they call it an embolism. And it goes from your legs, where does it go? To your heart.
Heart.
So that means your calves are pumped for your heart in your lower extremity. Your brain is in your head, of course, they tell you. But you said, I had a gut feeling. That's not a feeling. That's a thinking. My gut's
yes.
thinking. My gut's telling me something.
Yes.
Okay? So imagine thinking from a nine-eye perspective, two brains and two hearts. Imagine that.
And add to that that the existence of us is a mere electrical spark.
Yes.
And so when you go out into nature and you get recharged, rejuvenated, there's a reason you feel that. It's
and
because you were designed to be in that.
Yes. Remember when we used to go outside and play, right?
Yes.
You could come out of back in the house and shock the heck out of somebody.
Oh, yeah. You were charged.
You were charged. And that spark was between us. Sometimes you could just walk and get ready to grab somebody by the hand and sip it at. It's a pop.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was that energy, that flow. We've forgotten this.
Yeah,
these kids
we
don't
have.
Even know nothing about it. They don't even know nothing about it. They've taken that energy away. That's what it is. They've taken that energy away from us.
Yeah, they have.
That's what
and they've
is.
Isolated you from it by your shoes, your clothing, your inhabit, where you're at. Most people will spend an entire year and never set foot on soil.
And this is why you have so many people having amputations of the lower part of your leg and knee surgery, but knee replacements and they're removing your sight.
Yeah.
They're removing your sight. Yeah, that you know now all the things they talk about is in thy sight. And I'm not thinking about from a religion, I'm talking about the sight, the removal of all the I'm talking about the other sights. You gotta get out of what they're trying to teach you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta break the paradigm.
Yeah. Because I see people who try to read the Bible every day and night and week, and they still don't like the stuff I share with you with the Word. They know nothing about that in the Bible.
Right.
Because I look at it as a history book, and I break it down. Okay? I'm not looking at the Bible as something that, I have to believe in. Know that Jesus is real. Do you
it's not like that. This is not, I'm not watching a TV show. When I read what I read, I read what I read for understanding. I don't get excited. I don't get sparked. I don't get turned on by it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's history. Just like the old fable, the Greek history that they call myth, mythology, is a written history of what happened.
Yes.
They want to make it up. They say it was all made up. These were all just fanciful stories. No, these people were recording what was happening. The lost city of Atlantis. Plato spoke of it.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I'm saying. So he just made that up, and everybody else who has the exact same story from all the places where there was no communication and he couldn't have talked to them, they all came up with the exact same fanciful story.
And so you'll never find out no truth, because when people get – see, the thing is, the only way you got to find out truth, a lot of things may be discovered that may hurt a lot of people's feelings or whatever. But like I said, we got to get out of the feelings and emotions for truth to be exposed.
Exactly.
All dammed up cities. We have records of cities of black towns that, unfortunately, due to the way society was at that time, have been buried underwater.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to speak about these things are not something that someone should feel something about or get emotionally tied into, because the logic is to be able to drain these, to get these dams undone and find out the history of what's happening before society, before nature makes it happen. And you're exposed on a whole new level, and here's each time it happens, there's a new level of anger that builds up and arises. Get the truths all out. Period. Get the truth solved. Talk about the Peach Valley, where you have some of the largest peaches growing, but you had a lot of slaves thrown into that valley, and you won't even eat the fruit from that valley knowing it's unbelievably good.
Yeah.
Because you fear that the souls of the people that were killed are in the peaches. These things people don't want to talk about. People don't want to talk about the Trail of Tears, because this is real history that will bring people to a point of understanding. Period.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Then, you know, because you have too many individuals that were white and indigenous people during those times who had to take a bandwagon of the sort, because it's like this. If you're white and you don't want to agree with a group of white people at this time that will kill you too, hey, it's going to sway what you choose.
Yeah. Look at, like I said, what I said with the college campuses. The mere threat of losing a scholarship will make people change their opinion. The chance that somebody will kill you will definitely change your opinion.
You got that right.
I'm making a guess there, but I kind of think that might sway you a little.
Just a little.
Just a little. A smidgen.
Yes. You want to say that's not right, but then you saw them take that man and hang him up by his neck.
Yes.
Your opinion changed. It didn't change, yeah. But you had to shut the – you could see – you saw yourself.
Yeah. Look at the Salem witch trials.
Yes, man. Come on, man.
Dude, there has been psychotic moments that force you. See, we're fortunate to be in a society where you and I can talk right now.
Yes, man, it is, man. They used to burn white women like chicken wings, okay?
I'm serious, man, right at the stake. She's a witch.
She's a witch. And you're like, well, what did she do? Well, she could have been screwing somebody you didn't like.
Yeah.
And you got mad that day at Priscilla, and Priscilla became a witch.
Yeah.
You had authority in the town, and everybody jumped on your bandwagon because the pastor wanted to screw you.
And here's the thing. You can't judge those people by those actions because of what you said when you pointed out that ignorance and not being able to read was the first control of speech.
Yeah. That's right.
So if you could not read and get knowledge, you were forced to believe what you were told because you couldn't read to get some other knowledge. So the only knowledge you had is what you were told.
And then,
and that's where it came from.
And then rationale. If you're being taught by irrational groups, okay, with fear tactics being the only way of teaching, and this was with a lot of things back then. It was fear tactics for everything. Then you had no one making choices based on rational decisions. Everything was based on a fear.
Well, that's not changed. The Rona fear, the global warming fear, the racial fear, it's all fear. Everything they do to change you is fear. The world's going to end in 10 years. The ozone hole is going to destroy the world in 10 years. Climate change is going to destroy the world in 10 years. 2.25 million dead from a virus in 3 months that never occurred. We got to go in and get weapons of mass destruction because they're evil. That person's evil. This person's evil. It's fear that drives every damn thing right now.
And we're 20 minutes, okay, off from the eclipse. It's still light outside. We're 20 minutes. We're 20 minutes and no eclipse has occurred. Now, eclipse was supposed to start 20 minutes ago.
No, it's supposed to start at 1:51.
Oh, well, okay, I'm sorry. We got, all right, well, the countdown's on. Sorry about that. Then I'm a little early.
Yeah.
It was my fault.
Like I said, right when our show ends is when it's supposed to start. Coincidence?
Man, we need to stay on at least the 1:52.
It's funny to me because fear is what, if you look at the government, everything the government does is based on fear. Everything. Every single thing is fear. Now, here's the thing. If you believe in an afterlife, it doesn't have to be a religious afterlife. If you believe in an afterlife, and I do, and you do, and we believe our energy goes somewhere else, and it will, you can't scare me. You can't. You can't scare me because I know that this is just this, and there will be something else.
Guess what? Guess what was a big fear from the 19, let me see, it was about the late 70s all way up into around about the early 2000s. Guess what the biggest fear was?
What?
Sexually transmitted diseases. You don't even talk about it no more.
HIV, no, they don't.
Herpes, syphilis, gonorrhea, AIDS. That was everybody talked. Syphilis, gonorrhea, AIDS. It was everybody. Did you so-and-so? Everybody talking about don't catch the diseases. Because what they were selling, they were selling condoms and selling penicillin.
Yeah.
That was the thing then. Penicillin, because you had to have something to get rid of the shit. They put it out there on you. So all they did was create penicillin to go with the shit they gave you.
Yeah.
And they gave it to you. How'd they give it to you? Vaccines is never stopped. Now they want to act like it's new with COVID. They just did it a new way because they're not doing the vaccinations when you're born anymore like that.
Huh.
Hello?
Yeah.
People start fighting against it. That's why everybody's like, you got to mark, don't you, mark of the beast on your right arm, I mean left arm?
Yeah, yeah, the old, what was it, polio shot or something like that?
I don't know what it was. I just know it was a whole bunch of mess. It was polio, measles, mumps, and rubella.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, polio, measles, mumps, and rubella.
Yeah.
Yeah. And chicken pox, no, and whooping cough. Yeah.
Well, see, now they got a chicken pox vaccine for something that's relatively not a problem. They got the shingles vaccine now. They got this vaccine, everything. For me, I would allow my body to face everything rather than take that vaccine. Now, if you're talking about something 50 to 60% death rate and you're going to give me a weakened version of it so I can fight it, I'm for that. If you're going to give me something that's going to change my DNA to fight it, you can kiss my ass.
If you allow your body
to come in contact with it, that is the vaccination. That is the vaccine.
Yeah. Nature's vaccine.
That's nature's vaccine. And if you prepare your body with what they have told you not to prepare your body with, which is natural things, not changed by the government, then you can fight it naturally. It just, they don't want you to know these things.
There's no money in nature.
There's no money in nature. There's new money. There's money. I keep telling people, there's a new hospital coming to our area. You know what that means? More jobs. That means sick-ass people, and you're going to be one of them.
Yeah.
I don't think a hospital coming to the area, to me, is like the devil coming.
But look around you. How many people do you notice that are just ballooning up? I'm not talking about a little bit fat. I'm talking about ballooning. You and I both know it. Because we were both ballooning until we changed our food.
Man, I'm going to tell you something that our people got in common. You got some big-ass fat black folks and big-ass fat rednecks.
Exactly.
They're big and unhealthy, built like goddamn trailer parks and apartment buildings. It's crazy.
It is. And look around. Over half of the society is that way. Look at the pictures from the 70s. Compare pictures from the 70s to the pictures from now, and you will see something's going on. It's not that we didn't just change our eating habits to where we're ravenous and we eat stupid amounts of food. Something has changed in the food.
We went from everybody in the 60s were slim and they wore suspenders with a hold your pants up. By the time we got, no, that was in the 50s. By the time we started getting to the 60s and 70s, now you go to the church and see the man, he looked like Wimpy from doggone Popeye. He had the big belly. Every man had a big stomach, and it was natural to start to want to. One day I'm going to get old, I'm going to give me a big belly. That is not healthy. Yes.
No, it's not.
It's unhealthy. When your stomach is large, okay, you have to remove the excess from your stomach and lose that weight, because it cuts off your lower circulation, and you will begin to have artery problems and vein problems in your lower extremities, period.
Also, it puts pressure on your lungs and your heart.
Yes. 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 You have to change that if you want to live better.
And see, you and I have known each other through the transition, and our activity levels didn't change. It's not like Herm and I started running marathons. We changed what we ate. That's it.
That's it. Now, how much were you weighing, Dan? 250?
280.
280? Wow.
Jesus, yeah.
And where are you now?
185.
Dan. I went from 230. Not 240. I've never been 240. I went from 230, and now I'm at 185.
And all we did was change the food. I ain't starving myself. I ain't no diet where I eat less. I pig out like a bitch every night. But yeah. I pig out on natural things.
Yeah, I can pig out. I eat me some grapes, and I had me two oranges today so far. You know, I'll eat me some squash, a little lady, a little asparagus, a few potatoes or something, you know. And it's so funny is I don't have to eat as much now.
Right, because you feel fuller with the natural shit rather than this garbage chemicals that your body is forced to break down and also makes it crave them.
Yes, yes. Yes. Dan, it's incredible, man. I feel so good right now, man. I'm doing 100 push-ups a day.
Yeah, I'm energized. You know me. I go out. I go hiking 6-7 miles. I don't care.
Yes, sir.
I've done that all my life. It's just now that I've changed my food, I don't get winded because I'm not carrying a big fat ass up the hill.
Yeah, breathing and struggling.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
It changed me. I'm a different person. I am a different person. I got rid of the GMOs. I got rid of the high fructose anything processed. As a matter of fact, last night I saw a study that, believe it or not, it says highly processed foods are bad for you. Well, duh. Welcome to the party.
Yeah. Yeah, dum-dum. Hello, dum-dum.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome to the party. You mean shit processed a dozen different ways is bad for you? Yeah. that's what I smoke pot. You know that. That's why I don't do the dabs and all that other shit. I do it naturally, way it came from the earth. And now they're showing all this dab shit is creating all these people with problems with marijuana. They try to say it's the marijuana. No, it's the processing of a natural thing.
Yes, and they try to say it's this and it's that. They won't get you into the glory.
You explain to me Willie Nelson.
You can't.
It's one of these things where I know a lot of old stoners, but I don't know a lot of old alcoholics.
Yeah. That is so true.
I can tell you a dozen people have smoked all their life, healthy and thin. And then you show me an alcoholic, his body's ruined, his liver's ruined, his skin's ruined, his life's ruined. But alcohol's legal and pot isn't. Why?
His hair texture is colored different. His lips have changed, texture, his eyes have changed, all because of alcohol.
Well, I think that's a place where we're going to leave it, because I want to start getting outside and start seeing this eclipse, because I'm excited. Like I said, I'm not worried, but I do think my prediction, I'll make it here. I do think that sometime within the next 2 or 3 months, the New Madrid Fault's going to rip. I do.
Interesting.
I do. I personally do believe that. And if you're a person who really wants to hear some real reason thought about earthquakes, go look at Dutch Sense on YouTube. DUTCHSINSE.
Dutch Sense.
Yes. Go look at his videos. The man is on to something. I've watched him now for 5 years, and I've seen him predict earthquake after earthquake after earthquake. The man is on to something. So.
Right there at your fingertips.
Right there. Just don't listen to whatever the government says. Think opposite. That's what you got to do from now on. Whatever the government says, think something else.
You got it. That's what I'm
Herman,
about.
Another great day, man.
As usual, my friend.
Another great day, and I'm always glad to have you in my corner.
That's how we do it, man. I don't want no trouble.
Don't want no trouble.
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, we're going to end the show as we always do. Now go out and check out the eclipse. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.